This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The southern state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida's reporting 156 deaths today, two dozen more than the record set just 2 days ago. The Miami-Dade area is the epicenter, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says officials are considering another blanket lockdown.
I think we've got to continue to communicate how serious this is.
Half the states are now requiring masks, with Colorado and Arkansas among the latest, but there will not be a national mandate.
We leave it to localities to make the decisions when, with regard to face coverings, and the CDC guidelines remain the same today, recommended but not required.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, Target, CVS, and Publix are joining other major national retailers in requiring customers wear masks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The leading U.S. expert on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday implored younger people to continue social distancing and other measures to curtail the spread of the coronavirus. Speaking in an interview with Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg, Fauci said that everyone has to be responsible for themselves, but also for the society.
What I think we need to do, and my colleagues agree, is that we really got to almost regroup, call a timeout, not necessarily lock down again, but say we've got to do this in a more measured way.
Fauci cautioned that even asymptomatic people can spread the coronavirus to others, increasing the likelihood that it could infect a more vulnerable person. He said some states have moved forward with reopening, even though they did not meet guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is VOA News. Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A joint statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada blamed group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the 2016 US election. The NCSC said the group's attacks were continuing and used a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks were hindering response efforts and that risks to health organizations had increased. Britain and the United States said in May that networks of hackers were targeting national and international organizations responding to the pandemic. But such attacks have not previously been explicitly connected to the Russian state. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying they are not backed by proper evidence.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The number of laid-off workers seeking jobless aid last week was 1.3 million. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
For the 17th straight week, unemployment claims were over the 1 million mark. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com puts that in perspective.
A year ago, claims were at 217,000. So when we get something that's 1.1 million new claims above a year ago, that tells you just how serious the situation with the job market is.
And it most likely won't improve with COVID-19 cases rising in 40 states.
As we've seen this dramatic reemergence of COVID-19, it really does risk that the economy will face another leg down.
Florida is one example as that state's claims doubled last week as the virus surged. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Shoppers in the United States have been changing their spending habits over the past year. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Census Bureau says retail sales increased 7.5% in June. A brutal plunge in March and April was offset by a rebound in May and June. Spending at bars and restaurants jumped 20% last month, but it's still down 26% from a year ago. Sales at clothiers more than doubled from May to June, yet are still down 23% from a year ago. A JPMorgan Chase analysis of credit card sales shows the recovery in retail sales began to stall late last month as COVID-19 cases surged. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, stocks falling in all three major